Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Tell the Truth Thursday. I'm going to tell you the truth right here. Truth is that Kellen Moore, in the next 3 days, it looks like, will interview for three head coaching jobs in the same week that the Eagles are going to play the LA Rams in the divisional playoff game. So he's going to interview for the Saints job on Saturday. He's going to interview for the Jags job tomorrow, I think. And then the Cowboys job, depending, it looks like if they can't fit it in now, it'll be next week at some point, but potentially the Cowboys job as well. Dude, I know he's got to take the interviews. Right? The yes. guy wants to be a head coach. Yes. He's got to take the interviews. But I just, three in 2 days potentially, as you're leading up to this giant game, where, by the way, if there's one side of the ball that we have more questions about, it's certainly not the defense, it's his side of the ball. I just wonder how you compartmentalize it, because an interview like this, I would imagine, clearly I've never interviewed to be the head coach of a football team, but I would imagine...
But you did run this station.
I did run this station, as Jack reminded you, and I didn't remind you. But I would imagine if you're going for a job interview, any job interview, you want to know something about the job that you're interviewing for. So he's got to do some studying of the Saints
yes.
and the Cowboys and the Jags. Yes. I just wonder how you fit all of that in that short of a time period.
It can't be easy. It can't be easy, you know, and what do you do? You know, I can understand doing one a week. You know, maybe two if you did one early in the week. Like, if you did one on Tuesday, if you interviewed on Tuesday on your day off, right, that's one. And coaches never really have a day off. They're always over there in the building.
But at least the players
aren't
practicing.
But Tuesday, the players aren't there, right? You're not practicing. And if you did one, say, Saturday when all the preparation has been done and now you can do it on Saturday, right, I can understand that. But three in 1 week and – potentially, was it two on one day? It's supposed to be two Saturday?
It Jack? Could be, yeah.
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 That's a lot, man. That's three interviews in 1 week is a lot. It's not one interview. I wouldn't say a word if it was just one. I swear I wouldn't have said anything. And even when I saw three, I'm like, how do you do three interviews for three different teams?
To be honest with you, even if I was interviewing for three radio jobs, program director
yeah.
jobs, and I had nothing else going on, I feel like I would have a hard time preparing.
Yeah, you were still trying to spread them out. You wouldn't prefer to do three in 1 week.
No. Just from a preparation standpoint, I don't know that I could prepare. And the fact that he has to prepare not only his side, but he has to... The Rams are playing well. They're in it.
Yeah.
It's not like they just played them last Sunday or something where it's fresh in your mind. I don't know what the solution to this is. And I don't blame him for taking head coach interviews, but it is very difficult for me to to just think on a human level how you can be as dialed in to this thing as you need to be if you have to be dialed into those things as well.
Well, here's a good thing, I guess. He doesn't have to do it all himself. There are other coaches on the staff, right, that could put together the game plan and the fact that they played him already once. So I don't know who it was. It might have been Shannon Sharp that said this. He said, when you play a team and you win, how much are you really going to change and deviate from what you did that was successful? So the team that lost the first game usually has the advantage because you don't know what I've changed from what we did the first time. You may change some things, the winning team, but you're not going to change your game plan. Meaning, I think Saquon is still going to be the focus come Sunday. I personally don't think he's taking what is New Orleans?
Jacksonville, Dallas.
There's no way he's taking that Jacksonville job. Or he might. I wouldn't do it. Feels like Dallas to me.
Yeah.
Feels like Jerry Jones, because this is a Jerry Jones thing all the way. You weaken the Eagles, presumably, by taking their OC away, and I get to hire the type of head coach that I can push around and sort of Kellen Moore's not going to mind Jerry Jones continuing to be Jerry Jones. Right. Kellen Moore's just going to coach the team.
Right. That's all he wants to do. Yeah.
Now, Ed Werder did report today that Jerry's enamored with the idea of Deion.
Yeah, it sounds good because it's a talking point.
Yeah.
I think Jerry Jones just likes to be talked about, dude.
Yep. Yeah, I think so, too.
Unless he's thinking hire Deion and then, like, Witten's the OC. He seems to want Witten in the building somewhere.
Yep.
Even with Kellen Moore.
Well, first of all, you just can't put Witten on Deion's staff.
True. Deion's going to want his own thing.
Deion's going to want his own coaches when he comes in there, right? Like, so that could be the first conflict right there between Jerry and Deion. And Witten is... See, that's somebody like with Kellen Moore, you can be like, yeah, you got to take Jason too. Yeah, you got to take Jason Witten. You got to put him, make him, you got to. So he could, I don't know. I think the Deion thing is that Jerry likes to be a topic on ESPN when he wakes up in the morning. Yep. They're talking about him. I don't see it. I don't see the Deion. I would be surprised. I'd be happy Deion's coaching, but I don't see those two personalities equaling a winning formula.
Now, Jack, when you found out I was coming back, how many job interviews did you go on in the next few days to try to get out of here?
Absolutely none.
Okay.
Also, not much interest.
Now, one guy who seems very unhappy that the Cowboys did not re-sign Mike McCarthy is Micah Parsons. Here's what he had to say about it.
Obviously, very sad because the relationships, you know, we had with Coach McCarthy and everything he's done for our program, three straight 12-5 seasons, playoff appearances, and obviously an unfortunate year due to injuries and things like that. But it is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father. Coach, one of the most winningest coaches, and you know he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts, but it's going to be very interesting off seasons. You know, it's going to be very interesting. You know, due to the free agents, the coaching, it's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging off season. But listen, I already know. I trust my owner. I trust our GM.
You know, that is the first time I've ever heard a player say that it was devastating that a coach got fired.
A little over the top.
That is wild.
Yeah, a little over the top.
Yeah.
You got to come to expect that with Micah.
Yes.
Nowadays. Like,
guys looking for clicks.
Yeah. Devastating.
Well, he's trying to show support, and it's like, dude, you went over the top with the support.
Devastating
really? By the way, remember Mike McCarthy lied to Jerry Jones about watching film?
Yeah. Jerry's like, he watched every play.
Well, and then admitted that he lied at the press conference.
Yeah, right. I just can't believe there's still a market for Mike McCarthy. He's Mike at the Bears job?
I think he is going to get the Bears
there's
job.
Ike mentioned this the other day. I don't know that there are enough qualified candidates at this point. And sometimes you just want somebody who's going to come in and like, they're competent.
And a lot of these guys, hot one year, cold the next.
Right.
Who's the guy that was in Houston? That's in Houston, OC. Bobby Slowick.
Oh, Slowick, yep.
Yeah, why isn't he on the interview train this year?
He might be the favorite for the Jets, apparently.
Oh, is
really?
He?
Yeah. Well, remember how hot a...
How many people have the Jets
interviewed? Dude, the Jets interviewed... They interviewed Mike Locksley, who went 5-7 in Maryland this year for the head coaching job. Like, I just, it's crazy.
And they took Rex Ryan out the hunt?
I think so.
Yeah.
Talking about, he's been talking too much.
Yep. What about Rob Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, he talks about it on TV too much. You can't do that. Big Mike and Drexel Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Mike?
Yo, what's up?
What up?
Take you off speak.
The
thing is, with the callers defending Hurts, it's driving me insane. Is like, how many times were Brown and Smith open this past weekend? Like, there was hardly any wide receivers open during the game, right? So it's not because they're not capable of running routes and getting themselves open. I think it's because they're dumbing down the offense for Hurts. Like, you watch some of these other quarterbacks step in, and it just looks totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Dan. Yeah. I'm not trying to be flippant. It's just like the offense has been pretty simple with every different offensive coordinator. And with, you know, last year we didn't have this advantage because Brian Johnson hadn't been an OC somewhere. Mm-hmm. But Kellen Moore's been an OC. And the offenses in Dallas and San Diego didn't look like this. Yep. So it has to be because of Hurts. And we've heard it a number of times. Look, Brian Baldinger, when he was on, I think this was a month ago, he's like, look, I could write out the number of plays we have right now, you know, the seven plays, and the number of even other teams and analysts who say the offense is very, very simple. And I can't figure out what reason it would be if it isn't for Jalen, you know, like it has to be.
Yeah, and like also, if I'm Kellen, dude, I'm like kneecapping Hurts if I don't get a head coach position somewhere because, like,
imagine that story.
For real though, like, dude, this guy's had to dumb down his whole offense all year, and basically, like, what kind of look are other teams getting considering him if he's just running the ball the whole game? Like, how dynamic and creative is that? Like, oh, yeah, this guy runs a really tight offense, and it's just, all right, hand the ball off to the best player in the league.
Yeah, I think the advantage for, or not advantage, but that I don't think other teams aren't aware. I think the good thing for Kellen Moore is that in the situation you're mentioning, is those teams must be aware of what he has to do. And when he gets into that interview, there is no doubt that they will ask him exactly, hey, what's going on there?
Well, and the Cowboys know what he's capable of.
Right, right.
Yeah, they, at least they know he's been there.
Yeah, so,
facetious. Yeah. I'm actually kind of interested, like, when he leaves, or, like, if he is, like, if he speaks out and says, like, oh, this guy really, you know, he's not it.
No, he won't.
He won't do that. Nah, yeah, he won't do that. Nah.
Might need another job at some point. Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday, Mike?
I think we win. I think 27-21. I think we're going to miss an extra point in there somewhere.
I love that. Thank you for the call, Big Mike. I like that we're just predicting missed extra points
missing
now.
Extra points, poor guy.
Some are calling him Missy Elliott.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Missy Elliott.
You know, Jack, with two young kids, must be hard to get prepared dinners.
Yeah, it sure is.
How do you take care of that?
Oh, HelloFresh. Oh, okay. Everyone knows that. Yeah. HelloFresh, that's where they come in. You know, you always want to sit down and have a nice home-cooked meal. HelloFresh takes care of all of that. Quick and easy options every week so you can find the perfect recipe to get a homemade meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like crispy Parmesan herb-crusted salmon and zesty ginger chicken and rice bowls. All you need to whip up a nutritious homemade meal is pre-portioned and delivered right to your door. HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Where would you rank the Eagles among the remaining teams left in the NFL playoffs? First or second, third or fourth, fifth or sixth, seventh or eighth. 51.8% say first or second, and 43.5% say
holding
third
steady.
Or fourth. Yeah, holding steady there. 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. Big V in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on, Spike? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. Ike, how are you?
What's up, Big V? I'm good, brother.
And, all right. And a new dad. Man, congratulations, Jackie.
Thanks, brother. Father of the year.
Father of the three minutes?
Century.
Okay. Tell the truth. My ranking, I got the Eagles number one.
Of course. Who do you have number two?
I got the Mahomes and Big Red.
Okay. And what's three?
I've got Buffalo.
Okay. So Detroit's not even top three. Best record in the league, home field advantage, not even top three.
No, I think Detroit is suspect. They've been skating through a few things. It's not like it's been like all their games have been like total blowouts or even convinced me. I think they matched the level of their opponents very well. But I think once they get into the other teams that are same record or same strengths or better strengths, you're going to see the real Detroit.
Real Detroit. They were in the NFC Championship game last year. They had the best record in the league this year. It feels like it's fair to say that the real Detroit is pretty good. You know, okay, and as far as skating through, I'm looking right now, I think this is the case. They actually have the biggest point differential in the league in that they've scored 222 points more than their opponents, which is more than any other team in the NFL. So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, good for them, but I still got them number three.
Okay.
But
anyway, all right.
But yeah, but I think that the Eagles are definitely number one. I think we're going all the way. I think it's the start of the Philadelphia dynasty.
Oh,
like just the Eagles or all the teams?
Well,
go ahead, Ike. You.
Well, I mean,
well, I just want to see if I could ever mix in one
Phillies championship in there somewhere. Hey, we can.
No, the Eagles right now.
Okay.
In terms of
Philadelphia dynasty. I thought we were incorporating the whole city. I didn't think if it was an Eagles.
Well, we know
dynasty.
Two teams aren't winning a championship anytime soon.
Definitely.
Phillies and Flyers.
Yes.
Yeah, Sixers are right in the doorstep.
Okay, let me clear it up. Definitely the Eagles dynasty.
Okay.
I think that Howie's prepared for the next step for next year, his next acquisitions, and probably his next coaching shift. I think that Jeffrey's pulling out that checkbook to make that happen, and I think that we're going to just build upon this and just keep going.
Yeah. All right. It's amazing.
All right, Big V. I would love a dynasty. Thank you for the call, Big V.
Get one first.
Yeah,
I don't think Big V knows what Tell the Truth means. And then the second thing is, Tell the Truth Thursday, is we're going to have to get a handle on the how you doing.
Yeah, see, I knew that was where you were going to go.
I was wondering when you were going to reel everybody back in.
It's driving me crazy. He did three of them.
All three, yep. Now, that does take up a good amount of time on the show.
This is to get you more time, the caller.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIV. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
See?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Man, I know you're going to come to me when you said that. I'm like, yep, I'm it.
Yeah.
I know it in my heart. I did. So it's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yes.
I'm going to put the Chiefs number one.
Okay.
I am. But I will put the Eagles number two. I think right now Detroit's defense is so daggone beat up. Now, granted, I mean, if they win, they've got the home field advantage, and it's going to be tough going up there in that daggone dome. I know it is. But I still – defense travels. And it's like Rio said earlier, our defense ain't nothing but like a bunch of bullies, like Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Like Jordan Davis, I know y'all have seen like the longest yard remake, the big – defensive end Bob Sapp, he was all goofy and laughing and everything, but like when it come game time, that dude, he like in the movie, he turned into a beast. That's how I picture Jordan Davis, just all laughing and jolly and happy and stuff like that. And then when it's game time, like he's eating up blocks, he's taking on two guys and letting other guys run free, like Zach Bond and Jacoby, stuff like that. That's how I picture Jordan Davis. I think Detroit's three, and then it's a toss up between Baltimore and Buffalo at four, and we'll find out Sunday night. Who that is.
That's going to be an exciting game.
That's going to be a great game Sunday night.
Yeah. It is. It really is. And what about, now, my second point, what about Miss Kay showing up with a can of Carolina kick-ass for you today, Spike?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, son, she was on you with both feet, son.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what.
I don't think she was being honest either. be honest with you, on Tell the Truth Thursday. I think there's, yeah, I mean, this is great respect for Kay and everybody. I think we got a lot of liars, actually, on this show, calling this show liars.
So you ain't saying some folks would rather climb a tree backward and tell you a lie, stand flat-footed and tell you the truth, would you?
That is exactly what I would say.
That's a good saying right there. How the hell do you climb a tree backwards?
Well, it's tough, but if you want to tell a lie bad enough, you can do it.
And it wasn't even backwards. You said backward.
I knew what you meant, Justin.
When you move to Tennessee, you're going to figure out how to talk. We're going to make fun of you, Jack, when you move to Tennessee.
Well, I can't even say Bengals right or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, look at you like you got three heads down there with your accent.
Yeah,
we say
idiot.
Bengals. We don't say bangles. But anyway. All right,
you are the only one that struggles with that.
Dude. Because
everybody else struggles with that.
And I can't apparently say herb and herb.
That's true. You did say herb the other day.
Wait, what?
Because part of the read that I have, it says herb, and I keep thinking about herb.
And you say herb instead of herbs?
Yeah. Oh. Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, you don't want somebody to order HelloFresh and get herb in the mail.
What if they did?
What a disaster.
No, I think that'd be a good outcome.
Guy's going to show up with his threesome partners?
Oh, God.
I just wanted dinner.
He will bring German chocolate cake, though.
He will. He'll bring dessert.
Okay. My final point before this really goes off the rails.
Yes. Get us back.
I love, me and my son absolutely love all the Gilly videos. And watching him come out with the team and dancing at midfield last week, that was awesome. But I know people at NovaCare are listening to WIP. They have to be, because there's too much stuff goes along. So if y'all are listening, could y'all please listen to Rios tomorrow? And let's get that man in there to get this team fired up, to stomp a mud hole in the Rams' ass and walk that sumbitch dry. I mean, I'm telling you, when he talks, I just want to come unglued, man. I'm telling you, that is the most fired up, focused, and prepared human being ever. And it just seeps through. I'm telling y'all, you have to tell him. Like, if Gilly can get out there and do his thing.
I know, right? I tried to tell Big Don, like, hey, man, you got to get Rios in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine, like, if Rios, once he got going, he'd climb up on Jordan Mailata like a little spider monkey, and he'd be standing on his shoulders, and then you'd have Landon Dickerson just beating somebody's eyes shut like he was mad at him. I mean, and you know, when y'all seen that daggone video of Landon Dickerson talking about violence, you know Landon Dickerson has heard
Rios. He's heard Rios, yes. Yes.
He has heard it. So please, y'all, if y'all don't like Gilly, Gilly's awesome. I absolutely love him. He's hilarious. Phenomenal content. Get Rios in that daggone locker room. Get these boys fired up to whoop some ice come Sunday. I'm going to calm down a little bit because it's just Thursday, but I'm going to get off here and let you go. Love you, boys. Man.
All right, Justin. All right, Justin. Thank you. You know, I just got to...
I don't want to be responsible for what happens with Rios if he's in there.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
he may go over the top.
Yes.
You can't. We can dump Rios on the radio. You can't dump him if he's in the locker room. You know, because
he might bring props with
yes.
him. Like, yeah,
bring the bulletproof vest, like in the Instagram videos.
Yes,
just we really screwed up here. Just got a text from Izzo, a good friend at WFAN. He's like, mm-hmm. "Why is Honest Jack not on Tell the Truth Thursday?"
Oh, that's
true.
Yeah.
Because Jack's trying to suppress Honest Jack.
Yeah, there is a war going on between Liar Jack and Honest Jack.
Yeah, it's a new Terminator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, top 5 of 5, I would have loved to have an Honest Jack top 5 of 5, but what does regular Jack have for top 5 of 5 coming up?
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a good one. All right.
Okay.
Not that they're not always good.
Well, some are better than others.
This is one of those ones that's better than others.
Really?
Because they're ranking WIP personnel, screwing up the Eagle Shant.
Oh, that's a good one.
There might be a new number one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not me, is it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you can even spell Eagles.
Okay. I can spell. All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.